Hello, hello, self-love here. Today I'm going to talk about being a good friend, which some of you probably will be like, well, you know, I already know what being a good friend's all about. Which in that case, I'm very happy that you have good friends in your life that are good to you and bring you joy. But in case you are someone who struggles to find good friends, myself included, I'm gonna go ahead and say what I think is what makes a good friend, and you can let me know what you think. All right, number one. I think the number one reason or being a good friend is having someone's back. So standing up for someone or that friend of yours, if you hear anyone else talking negative about them when they're not in the room, or being there for that person when everyone else has abandoned them, being loyal. Number two, keeping their dirty laundry to yourself. Having a close relationship with someone involves being able to trust them, which means you know that anything you tell them will remain between you and them. Now, I recommend that you consider relationships before you even pursue the relationship. So in high school, I did this a lot. I would watch people to see if their actions lined up with what their words said. Because you can say anything you want, but if your actions don't line up with what you say, or you say something to someone, and then before you know it, it gets spread around every single person that you didn't really want that information to be shared. So, I kind of test people. Over the years, I tell people something that's not super bad, like I really wouldn't want anyone to know, but bad enough where someone would think that it would be something that you wouldn't want said about you. So I'll tell someone that, and then I'll just wait. I'll wait and see if it gets back around to me. Because if it gets back around to me and I only told that one person, then I know, all right, I cannot trust you. And so, therefore, you are going to go into the acquaintances box. I'll be friendly to you, and I'll be nice to you, but you are not someone that I consider a potential friend. And I'm someone who's very, very picky about using the word friend. I don't take that word lightly. More often than not, everyone that I know is an acquaintance, unless you have really taken the time and I've known you for years and you've just been a solid kick-butt friend for years. And I'm fortunate enough to say that I probably have three or four of them, which honestly is a lot for most people. Granted, do I talk to them every day? No. But I know that if it came down to it, they'd be there for me. They'd have my back. If my world fell apart one day, they'd be there to help me in whatever way they could. So you kind of want to test people. Not everyone deserves your love. Not everyone deserves to know you. And not everyone deserves to be your friend. So that's my recommendation on that, is test people, watch them closely, and if you think that they're a potential candidate for friendship, tell them something about yourself just to make sure. And if that something does get around to you, back around to you, then you know. You're in the acquaintance box. You're not in the friend box. I can't trust you. And it's as simple as that. Number three. Tell them what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. It is so rare nowadays to talk to people and tell them the things that they don't necessarily want to hear, but you know that they need to hear it because sometimes we don't recognize what we're going through because we're so close to the situation. So we have like blinders on and we're just so focused on our what we're trying to get accomplished and our goals in life and whatever the case, that we don't realize that we're doing something over here that isn't necessarily the best thing for us. And with that being said, I don't think that you should come across as you have to do this. That verbiage I've learned over the years, especially from my one friend who I dearly love, is kind of rude in a way. Like, it's like, how would you know what I have to do? Because you don't live my life. So I am open to having you suggest things and tell me the hard things that I need to hear, but do not tell me that I have to do something, because I will hear you out and then I will think about it, I will process that information, and then I will decide what's best for my life because I'm the one who lives it, not you. So when you are open and honest with your friend, you know, use the terms of, you know, this is what I think, or this is just my opinion, or, you know, I think if you approached it this way, it would go better for you, or whatever the case. And yeah, they might be mad at you. I mean, no one likes to have their flaws and their faults pointed out to them. No one likes to be put under a microscope to feel like there's something wrong with them. But I don't think that telling them what they want to hear and tiptoeing around the tulips and pretending that everything's fine when it's not is going to be beneficial for your friendship either. Because if you can't have a real relationship with someone, if you can't be truly honest with that person, then there's not going to be roots that go deep enough into the ground that relationship's going to last. And it's not going to last if it's just, you know, based on fluff. It's not. And honesty is the best policy. So be tender about it. Be humane about it. Be kind about it. But be real. Don't just tell people what they want to hear. And I know that is completely cliche now in society because we're so afraid of hurting people's feelings. We're so afraid of saying the wrong things. So then we just keep quiet about things. And it's like, no, I rather you tell me honestly where you're at than to sit and wonder all the time, well, gosh, you know, what is this person thinking? Are they really my friend? Like, You know, do they really value me as a person? Do they really think this way, or are they just telling me this? Like, just be honest. Just be open and honest with people. And it takes practice being nice, so if you come off a bit rude at the beginning, it's okay. You're human. If that person can't forgive you for not presenting it the most perfect way the first time you tried to be honest with them, then again, that person probably wasn't meant to be your friend anyway. Number four. Accept that that person has a life as well. I've talked to so many women over the years that have told me stories about how, you know, their friend got so mad because after high school they moved on with their life and they decided, you know, they wanted to have a spouse and kids, and they're no longer just about that person, and how dare they, you know, have a life outside of them. Again, that kind of screams to me crazy person. I mean, I'm not going to lie, because it's very unrealistic to expect someone to be your everything when you have a life outside of them, especially when you're married and you have kids. Because, like, you don't have the time that you used to have when you were a single person. Like, you could, you know, you go to work and you do whatever, and then your weekends, you're free and you can do whatever you want. And yeah, you can spend all that free time with that person and go and do whatever it is that you guys find fun to do together. But once you have a spouse and kids, you have some responsibilities, and you have to put your spouse and your kids first, because ultimately that becomes your family. It's no longer about your friends, it's no longer about your extended family. I mean, granted, I think it's very important to make sure that you keep those relationships, especially your parents and your siblings and stuff, and, you know, reach out to them and check up on them too. But ultimately, your spouse and your kids is now your new life. You married that person, and you make kids with that person. Like, that, those are the people that should matter most in life, in your life. So if anyone is threatening that, then it's probably time for you to cut them out of your life, because they are no longer doing you any good, and their purpose has been fulfilled in your life, and you can let them go. Number five. You should want what's best for your friend. If they're happy, celebrate with them, root for them, be happy with them. If they're sad, root for them anyway and encourage them and tell them you love them and that they're such a great person. And you know what? I know it's hard now, but you're going to get through this. You're going to push past this. And then remind them of all the things that they've managed to push past through in their life up until this point. And you tell them, you know what? You made it through this and this and this and this, and now you're going through another season in your life, another storm, but you're going to get past it. The storm doesn't last. You're going to be okay, and I am here for you in whatever way that I can be for you. If you just need me to talk to you, to vent, if you need to call and vent, if you need to just cry, if you need to scream, if you need to just have a hug, whatever it is, I'm here for you. And I'm rooting for you because I love you. And number six. Accept that person for who they are. Don't try to change them. Don't point out all their flaws and faults. Love them for who they are and where they're at. We all have our problems, And people don't need to be reminded of them. Like, which areas in their life that they're currently, you know, not doing the best in. Like, trust me, they already know. Like, for example, people who are overweight. I find it hilarious. Hilarious when people feel the need to tell people to watch their weight. Like, when they are already overweight. I'm like, okay, well, that person already knows that they're overweight. What they need from you is some encouragement to keep them going. Be like, hey, you know, how's your weight loss? Or, you know, how's that diet going? Or, you know, did you figure out what exercises you liked? And, you know, make suggestions and stuff. But, like, don't tell them that they're overweight. They know, you know? So that goes with any area of your friend's life. Like, yeah, you know, we all have our problems. We're all kind of messed up a little bit. But if you're working through it and you're trying to get to a point where, you know, that area of your life is no longer this huge burden for you, then you, my friend, have won that area of your life. And that's the point. To keep winning in every area of your life until you are completely content with how you are. And you know what? I don't know that there is, you know, a point where you're completely okay with who you are. Like, I know that there's things you can always try to improve on and always try to change and whatever, but I think that there's a time and a place where you need to give yourself grace too, because if you get to the point where you're always looking for the next thing to correct and always looking for the next hurdle to jump over, like, you can't truly appreciate all the things that you did fix in your life looking back. I think it's good to take a second and be like, hey, you know, I figured that out. Like, I bettered that part of my life. And, like, be grateful for that and give yourself that credit, because otherwise it becomes this grocery list of, oh my gosh, I have another thing I gotta fix. I have another thing I gotta change about myself. I have another thing I gotta work on. And then you get discouraged and you want to give up. And that's not the way to do it either. So, you know, give yourself that grace and recognition for that. Sorry, I kind of went off on a tangent there. I apologize. I will get back on point here. But that person knows. You don't need to tell them that they have issues. Like, they know. They know. They, in deep down, they know that that area of their life could be improved, or they need to work on it, or whatever the case. So just love and encourage them. And I don't know, I think that's it for this one. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope that you got something out of this. I hope that if it's on your heart to share it around, you will. And I'll talk to you guys in the next one.